ghoulish bone-chilling greetings, my blood donors. Thank you so much for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers podcast part of your morning, day, night, graveyard shift, whenever you listen, and wherever the heck you are listening from desolate desert to tropical island, from tiny village to the biggest of cities, and you know, yeah, you guessed it, everything in between. It is greatly appreciated. Welcome to bonus episode number 21. Woohoo! So, happy Halloween, my amazing, phenomenal ghouls. Hoping whatever you do today, whether it's trick-or-treating, taking the kids out, having a spooky party, doing a killer, scary movie marathon, whatever floats your boat, I hope it's a spooktacular time. Now, I have to say, usually in September and October, I ask people, usually in September, early September, start asking people, hey, do you want to be part of this episode? It's epic, what have you, share your shit. And then I do little quick reminders as the time comes closer. And I'm just having to say that it is October 30th and I'm recording this. I have been really, really busy the past couple of months. So as you guys know, I did my back-to-back trips in California and Arizona. Then I had some work gigs that I had going on, and then a very last-minute trip to Wyoming to visit my amazing friend, my sister from another Mista and Mrs., actually sisters, Kara and Kristen, just amazing girls. And let's just say I did not have time to send out reminders this year. So this is going to be a short but sweet episode as I have my dear gals while in Wyoming recorded some spooky stuff. And then a good friend, Teresa, shared some stuff as well. And I just have to say, I'm kind of actually excited. It's like usually I'll have anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 people sharing stuff. And don't get me wrong, I'm always super stoked about that. And I love hearing what everybody has to share because everybody brings something different to the table. No doubt about it. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I love it. But I've mentioned this before, and I call it my own curse. The Halloween episode curse. The curse of the Halloween episodes. Dun, dun, dun. Something always goes wrong every single time. And it literally takes me all day. And I knew that I was going to be in Wyoming and literally left at 5 o'clock this morning, maybe like 4:50. And I drove all day, got back here around 3 o'clock. So not too terribly bad, but you know, had to do some unpacking and a bunch of other things. And then, yeah, recording this episode now. And I'm like, oh God, please don't let anything go wrong. Don't, please, curse, just stay back. Back off. Bug me next year if you must. But spare me this year, please. And so far, so good. And so here we go, my blood donors. First up is the lovely Teresa Argayo, my good friend, my concert buddy. She is awesome, and actually tomorrow she is taking me to HorrorCon. So that will be fun and exciting for sure. But this is what Teresa, animal lover, music lover, had to say.
So I was having some paranormal activity in my house one year. I would always come home to someone in my house that wasn't there. Always the last person I talked to on the phone, always the last person that I talked to anywhere. One night, my neighbor was at my house to check on my dogs because I had called her and asked her if she could do that while I was at the movies. And she said she would. Well, I came home from the movies with my roommate and the door was locked, the screen door from the inside, and I was banging on the door and I could hear my neighbor yelling at the dogs to be quiet. So I called my neighbor and asked her to please open the door that I was home. And she said, how can I open the door? I'm at my own house. And I said, I just heard you inside my house. And she said, no, I'm at home.
Well, yeah, I would have to say that would be pretty off-putting for sure. I wonder if that is still happening. I will have to ask her and see if there's more to that. Because, yeah, that would be really creepy for sure. Now we have the lovely ladies, Kristen and Kara. They are twins. They are amazing gals. And I got to spend some time with them this past June or July. And then I just came back again. Now you've heard Kara's lovely voice the past several episodes doing the city shout outs and the outro for Paranormal Prowlers podcast. And you've heard her in an actual episode as well. And so now here she is with her twin, her sister, Kristen, both amazing gals. And so here we go. This is what these ladies had to say.
Well, hello, my name is Kristen, and I do some paranormal research. My group is Bodhi Paranormal that I founded. Not really active recently, but we've got some pretty cool things. Before that, I was a part of a group called Wyoming Area Spirit Posse, WASP for short, and I got to have many adventures with my twin sister, Kara, who is also here.
Hi, everyone. It's Kara McCoy, and I am Wyoming Area Spirit Posse, and we wanted to talk today about the Grable Hotel.
Our lovely Grable Hotel. That place will never get old.
We actually did this together while Kristen still was a part of WASP. Kristen, what were like some of the scariest moments for you?
You know, one of the coolest moments, and it was a little scary to know that this was happening. We were actually hosting a live feed, and Kara, I believe it was you asking a question, but there was a question asked who was here with us, and we continued talking, and when we watched back on the live feed, we actually had a real-time response on the live feed.
As an EFP.
And, yeah, I don't think any of us caught it audibly in the room, but on playback, our audience that was watching the live feed could also hear the gentleman announced his name as Buzz, and there was no way that we could have known that. We started asking questions because of that, and then we got deeper into the history of the Gabriel Hotel, and we did identify Buzz, whose legal name was different, but this was during the Prohibition era. One of the scariest, I believe, was when we had a female that did not seem to like my sister.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Do you want to tell him what happened to you?
Again, this is one that was caught. Tammy and I almost missed it, but this was caught going through evidence. And I was downstairs in the basement. That looks like a kitchen. And I just had this feeling, and I told him I thought it was a woman. And I thought I heard her talking, but on replay, we did get her. And I don't think I've heard anything so clear and bossy in my life. It sounded like an old woman. And she said, did she say, shut up? Shut up, stupid. Or, little fucker. That's what it is. Shut up, little fucker. And I knew
that one out.
Right? I knew that something was down there that I did not like. I was definitely not invited there. I was not supposed to be down there.
Yes. And you can catch that one on Wyoming Area Spirit Posse on their YouTube channel.
On the first Grable Hotel. We have two.
On the first Grable Hotel. You know, another location that I had the honor when I started my team, Bodhi, and then Kara was able to join me a few times with WASP and one or two of the WASP members, was the Byron School. Now, I've never ran out of a building terrified, with the exception of the Byron School. I had one of the most...
She went into a panic.
It was one of the most surreal things that had ever happened to me, that I was it was like a dream in real time, but I felt what I was seeing, and I don't know how to explain that in a way. There's actually a couple incidents that really scared me out of that school. The one that I had to leave immediately, I had
I really wish you would have Cena, more videos of Bodhi. I know.
We have a lot of evidence, unfortunately, that we haven't got out. It's just me, and it's a lot of work. I just haven't got there yet. But when I finally do get these done, we have continual research and a lot of things that repeated and a lot of new things. It's a very interesting 3-year space of time in my life. But this was one that I honestly didn't know if I could do paranormal research anymore. I had walked into a room and I don't know how to explain this, but it's almost like you see something like a movie playing in your mind, and it's just real fast, and it's just little glimpses and bits and pieces. And it was a man in a hoodie. I couldn't see his face. I was a woman. I had like crimped hair, like 80s style crimped hair with a big sweatshirt on. And he had stabbed me in the mouth, and he had ripped it down my mouth. And it was such a severe pain in my jaw. It was a sheer panic attack. I had to leave that room immediately. And I wish I hadn't have reacted that way. I don't know what I came across. But it was definitely honed in on me and wanting me to know the story. And rather than listen, I freaked out and ran. But I was terrified. That was the most terrifying experience of my life.
So afterwards, did you go back?
I went back, and I could never.
No, okay.
I think I have blocked myself because my investigations have not been the same since. And I think I've gotten kind of cautious because of that and one other that happened at the Byron School.
Do you think that they get stronger after something like that happens? Like, oh, we scared her, we could do it again?
I don't know that in Byron School that's the case. I do think in places that we have a lot of the same energy repeating itself, I do feel that that can happen, yes, and it does happen. We know that through your research, my research. The Byron School had energy that was continual and seemed to be there as a constant, but it also had energy that was passing through. And it's just really interesting how we found out the facts that we did, because we didn't actually do a whole lot of, we didn't know of a lot of the things to research that our evidence actually took us into these directions of research. So really the school, the energy of the school and of the town hall put the story together for us. And that's one of the most incredible experiences that I've had. We did the research, but where it ended up going, we wouldn't have known to go there had it not been for our evidence.
We had that too at the Irma when we were still WASP together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of weird energy there. Some things that we did not know until we hit the archives and found it.
Yes.
You know, that's half of paranormal. Is it's not just you go play with all these toys and fart around. It's,
right.
It's history and trying to figure out what really happened.
Right. Well, and we talk a lot about how we don't like when people call everything evil. Just because you have a negative experience doesn't mean it's demonic or evil. And a perfect example of that, actually, which was hard for me to decipher, when we were at the Byron School, one of the energies that we continually came across, and I don't know if you, did we take you down to the basement in the library? It was a little access point that you can crawl all underneath the school. It's
Yeah, like remember I went down where the, and there's the pipes that run across.
Yes.
And there used to, it was like an old style dolly down there.
Right. So every time we went down there, it was a really heavy feel, and you did not feel welcomed or invited. It would continually turn on equipment the second that you got close to the utility entrance, which is really just a dugout hole that ran underneath the school so they could get to the pipes. But that energy could often come across. You would think evil on that one. There were times that it was a little rough to handle, but I don't think it was demonic. I think it was just an evil person.
Yeah, well, you know, energy never fades. So if you left your beef capsule, an angry, bitter soul, you're going to come pass on to that same energy.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's just grumpy old men or women, spiteful things that...
Right.
And no one can call it...
Well, you know, and I do need to do our evidence, because bringing to that point, right, that point, this was the first time I ever felt it was possible that this actually was not a deceased person, that this person was kind of in between worlds in a coma, and that once in a while would almost come to. But this is the first time that I ever felt that way, and we had reason to believe that. I just really need to get through our evidence. There were continual findings that suggested that.
Yeah, you need to get your videos going. Bodhi is an amazing team to work with. We've had a lot of fun for many years.
Well, lastly, I think you need to talk about how sometimes the scariest things aren't the paranormal.
No, it's people. Definitely. Oh, you're talking about when we went to...
the Grable Hotel once again.
Well, just lost. We went to Virginia City, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was where the guy, the wicker guy, was at. We kept hearing someone tapping on things. And at first I thought it was... yeah. At first we thought, you know, it was just the little breeze and it's hitting the flagpole, but I don't know where the flagpole is, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we heard a man's voice. We're like, what is going on? But we thought it was paranormal.
Cause right.
It was kind of whispering. So, no, I don't know. So, I saw something flash up in front of us. And everyone else has my cameras. So, the only thing I have is this little light. Like, it had the forehead light. And I went running toward it, the noise. And it is this old man with, like, a safety cap on. And he's kneeling on one knee and he's flicking a stick with his knife, and he licked his teeth. Well, what teeth he had.
Oh, yes, okay.
I ran back to the group. Well, I didn't run. I walked. You know, panic is never okay. And so I walked. I was like, well, we gotta go now. And Tammy was thinking, oh, bad spirit. And I said, no, he's a real person. Yes. Oh, exactly what I thought was gonna happen. Everyone panics.
Right.
Run to the car.
Something very similar happened to me at Grable Hotel.
The next day, though, the wood was there, and he was in those bushes.
Wow.
He wasn't in the bushes the next day, but you could tell.
He had been there. Occupying that space. Yeah.
And that's really creepy. I mean, come to find out, we get a lot of people piggybacking us, the famous things, TLC, Discovery. And it gets frustrating, but every time that we booked something and we did it, they come right behind us. And it's just really annoying. Because they would have never known of this place until they watched it. But anyway, he ended up being a minor. He was with Josh Gates. The man licking his teeth and scaring us was given money to be on that show.
Wow. Yeah, and that's why we want to preserve our local areas. Well, any area that we ever take part in to help preserve... the stories. We want to make sure that fictional things aren't being put out there that aren't true, that are for show.
That's too. It can, you can honestly change the energy just with you being there.
Right. And that's why we like doing the group tours because we bring energy in a lot of different energy.
Right.
And it gets really interesting.
It does. Yeah. And we have really big positive. It's very different.
All right. We're losing our voice, so we got to sign out. Thanks for listening to our scary story.
So yeah, that's definitely crazy stuff for sure. I mean, that Kristen actually saw her, but like in a different time, and a man attacking her and what I assume would be killing her. And so that would scare anybody. She said she wished she didn't react that way, but I think anybody would have, seriously. Sounds like some neat haunted locations, and it'll be interesting to see what evidence, when they're able to go through it, what they have captured, for sure. And I just have to say that all three of these ladies have one thing in common. Well, a couple things, actually. They are all unique and beautiful ladies, Teresa, Kara, and Kristen. But also, they are all twins. So Kristen and Kara, they're twins, obviously. And then Teresa is a twin as well. She is a twin brother. So it's like all three of my guests today, all who I am so fortunate enough to call dear friends, have that huge thing in common. And I think that is pretty badass. So all you folks listening out there who have a twin, big shout out to all you guys. Very cool stuff. Got some twin love going on today for sure. But anyways, I hope everybody had just the best Halloween today. And I think this might be the very first Halloween episode where I, you know, things went okay. Because like literally, I remember last year I was crying. I had been on the phone, I think it was with Justin, because he wasn't here, and he was trying to FaceTime with me and trying to talk with me about this for like several hours, trying to fix stuff. And then my good friend Dennis was on FaceTime with me later on for another hour or two, and I was like ripping my hair out. I was crying, I was cursing like a sailor, I was pissed. And if memory serves me right, I believe it was my sister Casey who ended up saving the day last year. So, oh my goodness, just too much stuff. A lot of work goes into these, but today was like easy and simple for me. And after a long day of driving, no complaints. But I will be more prepared next year for Halloween. So anyways, everybody, stay safe. Have fun and stay spooky. And I will see you next week. And thanks for checking out bonus episode 21.